Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. We have a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics and discussions on energy-related issues facing Cape Cod. Our program is now going into its fifth year. I'm your host, John Burns. I recently retired as an energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, but I'm staying on to host the program and have to admit it was part of my old job that I enjoyed the most, so I'm pleased to have been asked to stay on and be back with you this afternoon. We've been hearing the term green to describe environmentally aware organizations and companies. You know, green jobs, green cleaning products, green energy. But what is green? What does it mean? Why should we care? And finally, who decides what constitutes a green business? Well, there's an initiative on Cape Cod and the islands that is being promoted by the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce called Cape and Islands Green. The Chamber has partnered with the Community Development Partnership in Eastham to bring the program to the Lower Cape. It begins with some training, a series of workshops that businesses attend, with the ultimate goal of going through a checklist of tasks that will lead to the Cape and Islands Green certification for the business. The very first business on the Lower Cape to have earned the Cape and Islands Green designation is the Orleans Inn, located just off the Rotary in Orleans. It's fitting that such an iconic structure should be the first because it has such a rich history that dates back to the 1800s. It's been carefully restored with an eye on both tradition and modern efficiency, and no one does it better than my friend Ed Moss, the innkeeper of the Orleans Inn. Ed, welcome to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy.
Thank you, John, and thank you for all the things that Cape Light Compact has done for the Orleans Inn.
Well, it's been a mutually beneficial relationship. We Ed has always been one of the first to adopt and try out our programs, and we've experimented with them as we go along and refined them as we go along, and we can always count on Ed to help us out, and you've done that very well, and we certainly appreciate that. I want to set the stage, so I have two other guests to introduce who will tell us about the Cape and Islands Green and lead up to how Ed earned the first Lower Cape designation. Michelle Pecoraro, Vice President of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, and Elizabeth Bridgewater, Executive Director of the Community Development Partnership. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you, John. It's great to be here.
It is, and we're actually recording this at the Orleans Inn. We're sitting here out overlooking the water, watching the boats come in and out, and it is a gorgeous Chamber of Commerce day. We want to thank the Chamber for bringing this day to us and kind of setting the stage. And speaking of setting the stage, Michelle, could we start with you and explain what the Cape and Islands Green Initiative is?
Sure, John. Cape and Islands Green really started off as a grassroots effort of some folks in Falmouth. And soon we were being asked to become involved because it was really a movement that really deserved to be a whole Cape-wide kind of movement. And what it is it's a way for business owners to, without having to actually build a new structure, to take advantage of some of the some practices that will allow them to be green. Whether they rent their building, or they have a home business, or they have 15 locations. So we wanted something that was doable by anyone. And so we did some research and checked out other places in the country that were doing similar things and came up with three levels. Each level has its own checklist. And the level one checklist, we did two pilot programs in Sandwich and in Hyannis early in 2010. And we have about 21 businesses that have achieved level one. So it is very doable. We have all sizes of businesses that have come through it, and it's something that now we can brand as a Cape and Islands Green. If you're a Cape and Islands Green business, people know that you've gone through some sort of a process.
And there is a significant market demand for these kinds of destinations.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Especially in the travel industry, it's been very big for a number of years, having an eco-friendly place to visit, having some place where places like the Orleans Inn are practicing green practices. They're conserving water and energy, and they're doing it without really impacting their guests in any negative way. It's another big market is the meeting planner. Meeting planners are looking for places that can serve. In the past, there have been a lot of waste in that industry, and so it has a big impact on the environment. And so meeting planners are looking for eco-friendly businesses and places, destinations to visit.
So you started on the Upper Cape, and you've worked your way down towards the Lower Cape, and mm-hmm. I think that's where Elizabeth comes
Absolutely.
In. Elizabeth, you were a big mover as far as getting this initiative down on the Lower Cape, so could you talk about that?
Sure. The Community Development Partnership works with the local business community to help sustain the year-round business community through our training programs and microloan programs, and we often host focus groups to just learn about what is of interest to the business community and how to develop next step programming. And there was a group of business owners in the Outer Cape and primarily concentrated in Wellfleet and Provincetown that we met with for a six-month period in a series of focus groups to just find out how we could be of value to them. And one of the themes that continued to reoccur was helping to develop sustainable business practices. And so the CDP responded to that interest by reaching out to the Cape Light Compact first, reaching out to Cape and Islands Self-Reliance, talking to the other agencies on the Cape that were on the forefront of energy efficiency and renewable energy production. And we began to develop a program that was focused on education and some technical assistance to help the business community. Right about that same time as we were doing our planning, and this is how life goes often, as you start walking down a path, you meet people you didn't intend to meet, and good things happen. Well, we heard about the Cape and Islands Green Program, and I remember thinking, wow, this is the missing piece of the puzzle. We have these great ideas, but to have a verifiable checklist of activities that basically levels the playing field and puts everybody in an objective standard of behavior that can then be marketed collectively is a really powerful tool. And I immediately got really excited about the idea and began talking to Michelle and Amanda Converse, who is one of the real movers in that group, about partnering with the CDP to bring the Cape and Islands Green Program to the Lower Cape and blending it with the program ideas that we already had in motion.
And it actually gives a business kind of a stamp of approval.
That's right.
Because you can call yourself green, and in your heart you may be. But this is actually something that you can kind of hang your hat on. Michelle, before we move on to Ed, and that's going to be where the fun part of this program is going to be, but I just want to – I would like you to talk a little about the three levels. Okay, now my understanding is the Orleans Inn has achieved the level one, and what do they have to look forward to along with the other businesses that are excited and enthusiastic about this?
Each level increases in – well, we tried to keep the first level as a low-cost, no-cost level so that anyone could do it. And if you only ever achieved level one, then at least you're still – you're doing – something good for the environment, and you are able to market yourself. Level two requires a little bit more of an investment, and level three requires a greater investment. People who are looking at solar panels or wind turbines or that kind of thing, they're going to be looking at a level three verification, whereas, with level two, you might be changing out. I know that Ed's already done some of the things that are required on the level two checklist.
I'm sure Ed's
I mean, compressors and ice machines and all of that, would be more along the lines of the level two. So, it's more of a financial investment as you get climb up the levels.
So the level one is a lot of the cost-effective, that's where you really should start investing and mm-hmm. working towards. And then as you get greener and greener, you can move on to some of the other ones, which does include the renewable energy.
Well, for example, one of the major things in level one is to have an energy audit, and that's where Cape Light Compact has been so wonderfully helpful. And so the energy audit is a really important part of level one.
Yeah, the training programs that the CDP put together mirrors that three-level process quite nicely, although what we're we kind of put it into a concentrated format, so business owners sign up for all three at the same time, but it gives the big picture and where the ultimate goal is. The first class is focused on conservation and trends in business, green business development. A lot of explanation about how the Cape and Islands Green Program works and why it's a great tool to both save money and attract new customers. And then the second program focuses on the energy efficiency piece, and the Cape Light Compact brings in vendors that talk about refrigeration and some of the, you know, actual specific measures that you can do. And then the third program talks about the energy production. And that's it's interesting. A lot of people are driven from the energy production side because it's a real sexy topic right now, and there's a lot of conversation.
It's very visible.
But not everyone actually is appropriate because they may not have the real estate on their roof, or they may not have a location for wind, or it may not be what they need. But we found that that's where a lot of the interest was, and it's why we decided to package it all together, because people might come through one door because they're interested in one topic, but they're still going to get the larger look at all the different options that they can take action on. And we found that people were excited about going to three different programs and getting, you know, a whole concentrated amount of information at once. And it's been very well received on the Lower Cape. I think there's both a consumer-driven demand for this on the Lower Cape, but there's also, I think, a environmental imperative that people that are attracted to living out here already have intrinsically as part of their value set. And some people, certainly there is a cost motivation. But a lot of people just really care about the environment and really want to reduce energy use that's not really needed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ed, I've been coming to the Orleans Inn for 25 years, perhaps, long, long before you bought the building. And from what I'm seeing today versus what it was like when I first started coming here is nothing short of amazing. And to have done it in the manner that you did and to make it, take a building like this and turn it into a green, efficient, beautiful structure is just absolutely amazing, and I commend you for that. But if you would talk about how you arrived at the energy efficiency part of it and some of the programs that you participated in, and I wanted you to tell me the story about the gas meter and why it is you've got a new gas meter.
Well, John, it's interesting because I'm originally from Florida, and my wife graduated from nursing school at Cape Cod Hospital and went down to Florida. We met, and that brought me up. We bought our summer home in 85, but I drove past the Orleans Inn for 25 years and didn't come in. It was in disrepair, and I bought the inn 15 years ago for our family. And it has turned into...
With the idea of it being a business, or
no.
Are you just going to buy it for...
No, I bought it for the property.
I see.
An acre
okay.
of commercial property on the water. And it was my wife and the eight children who really decided to save the building. They think it may have been for the ghosts to make sure that...
They had a place to live.
We have to save a few minutes for the ghosts. We'll save them to the very last to keep everybody tuned
That's
in.
Right.
Because there's a great story about the ghosts here, too.
But I really felt that we needed to develop partnerships, and our first effort was to join the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce. That was 15 years ago, and they've been with us every step of the way. And they've held seminars, and that's how I met Cape Light Compact, and you had put on a joint program with them. And I was so excited to see the savings that we could achieve through that. And it's just been terrific, from the walk-in coolers, the computers that are controlling that. We have achieved an estimated $1 million in energy savings over the past 15 years.
That's amazing.
And it was so nice working with the Community Development Partnership. And I was so excited to see that everyone was working together. in the series of seminars, even though I thought that we had implemented most of the things, by going through the series of three seminars through a community development partnership, it was really enlightening and very, very helpful. And we continue to go through and see how to improve things and the energy efficiency. And it's really worked out well.
I think the thing that's exciting to hear you say, Ed, is that, you know, you're an example. You're such a leader in the business community. I have so much respect for you. And I wasn't here before you bought the building. I actually came afterwards, so I didn't even know how decrepit it was. But, you know, the thing that's so great about this program is even somebody who took these steps from your own initiative because it was the right thing to do and it was good business decisions, you can still participate in the program because now you can benefit with the cooperative marketing through the Cape Cod Chamber. Because that's the whole other side of the program. Once people are verified and get the stamp of approval, as you said, John, can really use that brand. And it's a beautiful brand that was designed by the Cape and Islands Green Program to really, you know, put that front and center. And as we market the program, people say, well, I've already done a lot. We'll say, well, let's get rewarded for it,
right?
You know, and join in with this effort so you can really tout your successes. And I'm glad to see that you're the first one out of the starting gate to do that.
Thank you. And we see guests every day that are coming in thanking us for the initiatives that we've made. Mm-hmm. And it is just wonderful. And the nice thing is other businesses are coming to us.
Yes.
And we're giving them tours and showing some of the things that we've done. And it's just wonderful. Even though it may be a competitor, the more we can help, the better it is.
As Cape Cod is as an overall experience, it's you can have the best business in the world. And if your competitors are not treating their customers right, or if they're not, you know, doing some of the same things you are, that can actually adversely reflect on you, and you've probably recognized that. You're listening to Cape Light Compact, Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Ed Moss, the owner and innkeeper of the Orleans Inn, Michelle Pecoraro, Vice President of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, and Elizabeth Bridgewater, Executive Director of the Community Development Partnership. We're talking about the Cape and Islands Green designation that was recently awarded to the Orleans Inn. Can we talk about the logo itself? I mean, it's quite a cute logo, and it's nice to have earned something like that. And
it's beautiful. I love it. I wasn't a part of it, so I'll ask Michelle to speak about that. I'm not even sure who designed
it. The logo originally was designed by Nicole Goldman at G Green Design. Her husband actually designed the original logo, and then we had Beth Draper from Cha Magazine and Open Eye Communications, who has been working to promote Cape and Islands Green through the magazine. She's a designer, and we had her kind of refine the logo, just kind of bring out the colors of the cape a little bit more. But it is a really nice logo.
Sure.
For some reason, you look at it and you think, environment, ecology.
Absolutely.
It's just really a nice look.
It is. Can we talk about a business is listening to this program right now and saying, well, this is all very interesting, but I'm not the Orleans Inn. I'm a small business, and what do I do to get involved, and how hard is it? And so we talked about the workshops. We talked about the checklists. The workshops are how much of an investment in time and money?
Michelle said earlier, the level one checklist is really designed to get people to take action without having to spend any money up front and do some things that are pretty basic in energy conservation and, you know, paper conservation, recycling, things that most people care about, but maybe, you know, if you haven't taken action yet.
It doesn't cost a lot to implement, and you actually save money.
The workshops are 3 hours long. They're usually 1 week after the other, so it's a 3-week commitment once a week, and they're $150. And there's a lot of value provided for that. People really understand the big picture of what they can do now, what they can do in the future, and what some of the benefits are. And I think the other kind of softer value is the community that's being created. There's a lot of excitement going on about this program right now because it's you know, there's been a lot of interest, and what I found, and it's one of the reasons why the Community Development Partnership began to do some program design in this space, is that particularly on the Lower Cape, there's a lot of people know what action they want to take, but there's so many moving parts, or they perceive that there's so many moving parts, they don't know where to get started. And the thing that I love about this approach is by collaborating, and there's quite a lot of collaborators in this program, we're bringing all the resources out here to the Lower Cape and saying, you know what, we'll bring it to you. Just show up at, you know, at a variety of locations. We're trying to bring it to different places across the Lower Cape. And we'll bring all the information to you. You just come out, have some breakfast, listen to some interesting speakers, and you're going to get energized, no pun intended. You're going to get motivated. And believe me, you're going to want to take action because it's really exciting, and there's a pathway. And that's the thing I love about the Cape and Islands Green Program. There's nothing like a good checklist. People
sure.
look at it, oh, I can do this.
Exactly.
I mean, I remember sitting down with one of the business owners, Ken Tabor, at the Fairway. And before we got involved, and I said, can you just take a look at this? Because this seems like a great program, but I want to, you know, vet it with somebody that I trust and respect. And he took a look at the checklist, and he said, oh, these are great. I mean, he was like, within 1 minute, he said, this is great. I've already done this, this, and this. And, oh, I never thought about doing that. I'll do that, too, you know. And I just think a lot of people are getting on the bandwagon, and partly it's because a lot of people are. There's a sense of community about it, and people are motivated.
And even though you've been
leaders.
Doing this for years, you went to the workshop just
oh, absolutely.
Recently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it was through the Community Development Partnership. Right. Anything that they get involved with is helpful and beneficial, and it was a great program. And I believe, John, that even for a small business, it's more important because the margin of error is so small.
Yeah.
The impact that they have on their savings and the things that they're doing are dramatic. And I would encourage any business to consider this.
Plus, they get introduced to all the incentives and the incentive money that's available. So there's a tremendous amount of money available for them to implement these programs through not only the Cape Light Compact, but National Grid. And Elizabeth, you want to talk about, you're playing a role in this also with your microloan program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, I think the target business for this component of the program is some of the really smaller businesses because the Cape Light Compact will pay for up to 80% of energy efficiency implementation, and the business is responsible for the 20%. And for some businesses, even if that 20% is small, it can still be a hurdle that's difficult to get over. And I think particularly because when people actually have time to explore these things and to take action, it's often in the winter months when things are slow and the cash flow is minimal.
Dried up, yeah.
And so even if it's a $1,000 investment, it's a kind of at a time when $1,000...
Even though they're going to save many times that.
That's right.
Down the line,
but there can be a hesitancy
right,
of
sure,
investing
sure.
out in the middle of the winter.
Right.
And so we paired up with the Cape Light Compact to offer a zero interest loan for that remaining 20%. And the loan is termed to match the savings that the energy efficiency measures provide. And so there's their cash flow is not impacted at all.
Okay.
And as the energy efficiency measures pay back the loan, once that loan is paid back, then the savings are theirs. And they accrue, as Ed demonstrated earlier, mm-hmm. Year after year. And so that's a pilot program that we're doing in the coming year, and we hope people will take advantage of it.
Excellent.
Yeah, we've developed a streamlined process with our review committee so that they can move quickly, and it's a pretty simple application process.
And so no adverse impact on cash flow for the businesses. That's really the key.
That's correct.
And that's so important for small businesses. And so many of the programs that are out there are not for a small business,
right.
And we really wanted this to be a program that a small business could take advantage of. In fact, one thing that struck me at our first workshop that we did on the Lower Cape, we had a person there, a woman there, that does auto detailing. She mm-hmm. doesn't really have a location, but there are things she can still do. And she wasn't sure that this was going to be a fit for her, but she found after attending the workshop that there were a lot of things that she could do with her products that she uses for cleaning, with you know the way she does some of her billing and that kind of thing. She found that there were things that she was going to be able to accomplish on that checklist, And so that's the kind of thing we wanted to do. We wanted to reach the businesses and the people that could not take advantage of maybe a different kind of incentive program, weren't going to be putting a solar panel on their roof.
Ed, briefly, could we talk about some of the measures that you've implemented? We don't have a lot of time left in the program, and I want to leave a few minutes for these ghosts because we told people we would. So,
well, the most important thing, I think, when we bought the inn was everything that we did had to do with, first, safety, and secondly, conservation and energy efficiency. We took out the old coal-fired furnace that was converted to oil and replaced that with a high-efficiency gas furnace, which is wonderful. Through the seminars, we went through and we converted all of the five zones, heating zones throughout the inn, to digital control.
Okay.
So that just before the customers come in, it brings it up to a comfortable setting. But as soon as the last customers have left, it drops it down significantly. We've gone through the controllers for the walk-in coolers. Significant savings. National Medical Resources has been wonderful through Cape Light Compact. Even things like the ice machine in the kitchen that just wouldn't make ice because it was hot in the kitchen, and we took and put the heat exchangers outside the building, and that has been terrific. Simple things like some of the windows that we've replaced, some of the things that we've done to allow some of the heat from the kitchen to warm the rest of the building, and different things. Some of them very, very simple. Continuously walking around and seeing things that can be improved always helps.
Excellent. Let's talk about the ghosts. Do they turn out the lights? Do they keep their hands off the thermostats? I mean, there was, I believe, a nationally televised program about your ghosts.
Ghost Hunters on sci-fi.com.
Excellent.
You can actually go and watch the previous episodes, Inn of the Dead. And the ironic thing is this inn is here today because of our ghosts.
Really?
And it was my wife and our neighbor walking through. The building was boarded up, ready to be knocked down, and they felt a cold blast of air from nowhere, and my wife said we had to save the building for the ghost. So we even have, as recently as last week, these candles that were on the mantle.
Yeah.
10 years they hadn't been touched, and they were both lit. And we put them out, and the next day they were both lit again. We have staff that come through and extinguish the candles on the table. They'll come back in, and some of them are relit.
What again?
But there are a number of things that have occurred here, and we just feel it's the home of the ghost, and we take very good care of her.
That's fascinating. And on that note, we have to bring this program to an end. And it went fast, and I expected that it would, because this was a fun topic. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guests, Ed Moss, owner and innkeeper of the Orleans Inn. Thanks very much, Ed. Michelle Pecoraro, Vice President of the Cape Light Chamber of Commerce, and Elizabeth Bridgewater, Executive Director of the Community Development Partnership. Thank you both ladies for joining us today.
It was a pleasure having us, John.
The pleasure was all mine, believe me. I'd like to thank the Station Operations Manager, John Braden. He's the guy behind the controls and makes it all happen for us. Thank you, John. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown at WOMR 92.1 and in Orleans at WFMR 91.3 on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon.